back. This is the Salt Lake Gaming Con at the Nightside Project. Broadcasting
we'll be back
live,
in a moment.
Broadcasting live from the Nightside Project. This is the Salt Lake Gaming Con.
Yeah.
And listen, a lot going on leading up to the Utah State Legislature. You know, we cheered on Senator Mark Madsen as he kind of out of the blue really moved the needle on medical cannabis. And you and I, Alex, have been super impressed with the way he was able to convince his fellow legislators and very nearly get a meaningful bill passed. He was able to get Governor Herbert to change the way he talked about medical marijuana. I mean, remember when Governor Herbert dismissed it out of hand?
Hello.
And now he's, much more open to it at least. Senator Mark Madsen is leaving the Utah State Senate, but someone else is going to pick up the issue, and that is Gage Frohrer.
Huh?
A state representative.
Could you say that again?
Gage, Representative Gage Frohrer.
Frohrer?
Frohrer from Huntsville. He says he's going to sponsor a medical marijuana bill. And I really, really like it because he says what he's going to do is he's going to take both bills, the two bills that we saw from last session, and he's going to roll them into one fat bill.
Right, right, right.
And so I think that's just absolutely great.
Look, one thing that happened with Senator Madsen, I mean, he was blunt from the beginning.
Yes.
It was just like, Look, I'm going to be super blunt about this. And look, you've got to weed out the people who aren't going to support you along
absolutely
the way.
Absolutely right.
And obviously Gage Frohrer is the person that has obviously seen this. The stakes have never been higher. And this is one of those times where you've got to take advantage and get people who are going to be on board with you.
Well, last year's bill, of course, it was sad to see them go up in smoke like that, like they did. That was sad. But, you know, Senator Madsen, I think it was inspiring the way he really blazed that trail. And, it's just I'm glad.
Well, but, you know, initially it was just a pipe dream. I mean, this is one of those things where people looked at it and they joked about it and they didn't see that it was serious.
No.
And, you know, like you said.
Yeah. But, you know, people would make fun of the idea or dismiss it out of hand. And Senator Madsen would just light them up and say, look, man, you got to take this seriously. And they did. And people did. So Senator Madsen should be congratulated and thanked, in my opinion.
Well, we took it seriously. We've been taking it seriously. And obviously, you know, it's not something that we take lightly. You know, look, if somebody is going to not take a bill seriously like this, we're going to light them up. I mean, we're going to absolutely
for sure.
Get them on the show, light them up on it. But that being said, I still question, you know, some of the intent of some of these
guys.
Well,
we'll see what.
Did you say it was
Representative Gage Frohrer? I know I'm not saying that right.
I know. Will somebody text in the phonetic pronunciation?
Well, look at the name.
It says Gage Frohrer, but I know it does.
Maybe that's it. We just have to get used to it. Maybe we just have to say it faster. Frohrer, Gage Frohrer.
What's his district? Fort
Frohrer. Maybe it's Frohrer. Gage Frohrer.
District 420.
Anyway, he's in Huntsville.
Huntsville.
We're starting to get some first world problems in. Did you ask for first world problems?
Yeah, because I wanted them to start trickling in because obviously at the gaming con, we're paying attention to all these things that are going on around us. But all night on a Seriously Thursday night, we always like to read everybody's first world problems. 57500 is the text number. Please text smartly. Do not text while driving. Pass that phone to a passenger,
or wait till you're stopped somewhere.
Or just do it when you're stopped. I've really gotten good at this one. Text the Nightside Project. What is your problem, Ethan? ? And then my phone reads it back to me, and then it's all Australian Siri goes, should I send it? And I'm all, send. And they're all,
send.
Got it. Send. So 57500. For your first world problems, you know what, Kelby, fire up the music here. I got a couple to read here.
That are coming in already?
Yeah, I've got a couple I want to throw in there.
All right, now this isn't the full segment. This is just a little tease ahead.
Just
right?
A little tease for everybody to be able to. Because if you're not familiar with what a first world problem is, things like this. Sometimes I don't get along with the house cleaning lady. I thought it was nice they referred to them as the quote-unquote house-cleaning lady.
Yeah.
You know where you will not have that problem is Molly Maid.
Nope.
And that's not just that's not just a random plug for Molly Maid.
Because they do sponsor the
show.
They
do sponsor the show, but we've actually had them clean our house. And
they're
like,
delightful.
They have amazing ability to either, I mean, they will engage with you when you engage with them, and then it's like, boom, back to work.
Yeah.
I don't bother them because I don't want to interrupt them. They like to just do their thing. The porch doesn't have satellite radio. Had to listen to the Nightside Project. Come on.
Poor baby.
Why would you do that? Why would you throw us under the bus like that? Had to listen to their ridiculous marijuana puns. Not sure what you're referring to. 57500 is the text number. And you can roll in. You can roll all those first world problems into one fat text. That was your worst one, by the way. That was
your dumbest one. I thought
it was great. I'm going to be blunt with you. That was stupid.
All right, 57500. Get those first world problems coming in because we got to grab a break.
Yeah.
We're going to get news, traffic, and weather right now. When we come back, though, we're going to do for real world problems.
Yeah. More to go. The Nightside Project continues from Salt Lake Gaming Con right here at the Southtown Expo Center in Sandy.